This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Ron, I'm sure the continued weakness in last week's GDT and the slippage in U.S. dairy exports in February are on the hearts and minds of those in the dairy industry. What is your read on all this?
Yes, global dairy trade, whole milk powder down 5.2% was painful. New Zealand interest rate hikes, additional whole milk powder being added to the GDT event, and farmers selling futures all help crash prices. Whole milk powder prices in Oceania are now breaking key technical and psychological trend lines. May whole milk powder futures have been down $630 a ton in just the last 6 weeks. Further price depreciation is likely as regional buyers sit on their hands.
Ron O'Brien, president of New Zealand-based Nui Markets North America in Miami, Florida.
Tuesday.
A tax preparer where you pile up all your stuff, you bring it in, and they say, Charlie and Susan, this is what you owe. That's a tax preparer. They don't come with options. They just say, here's what you had. Here's where all your deductions. We plugged it all into the 179. Here's what you owe, and here's what you're going to pay. Right? And, oh, by the way, now we should start paying quarterlies. Right? A tax strategist is someone that you meet with so that you can put some things in place before year end, before it's too late. I've seen a lot of operations fail over my 30 years of being a money and business strategist. I'm a planner in this area. I'm licensed in 43 states.
Wednesday.
Just briefly, how genomics works. Cattle genome sequence happened around 2005. 2009 was the first kind of widely available genomic testing. It was really expensive, right? It was $225 or $250 per test, which is great if you have a bull at an AI stud or you have a donor female for, you know, embryo transfer or IVF. Not so great if you want to test your replacement heifers because it's just too expensive. And so one of the things that we did then in like 2010, 11, 12 here and with some collaborators was, how do you make this cheaper? And that led to the introduction of all these new chips that offer $35, $40, $45 an animal. So we reduced the price, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 fold from what it was initially. And that allowed the technology to just then explode, right? Because technology that you can't afford is not that valuable.
Dr. Kent Weigel from the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Thursday.
It takes time to get a new milk pricing system. And joining us is Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, National Milk's been a lot of meetings over the last 2 years regarding this issue. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is that National Milk is about to submit a detailed proposal to the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking for a hearing, a national hearing, on the ideas and the different elements in our proposal. We expect to do that here in the next few days, certainly by the end of April. And then USDA will have to decide how to approach that. The other complication with this bill is that the International Dairy Foods Association, representing processors, submitted a request a couple weeks earlier. Theirs is much more narrowly focused. It just asks for a reexamination of the manufacturing allowances that go into turning milk into finished products. That is a part of our proposal, but it's certainly not the only part. There's half a dozen other things as well. So we've already let USDA know that we've got a more comprehensive series of ideas that they need to look at, and that it would be a mistake to have a national hearing just on the issue of make allowances when we've got so many other things also that need to be addressed.
Friday.
The USDA 2023 Prospective Planting Report. It appears there'll be more acres in corn, reaching 92 million acres. That's up 1 million from an earlier report and up almost 3.4 million acres compared to 2022. That's a 4% increase. That is the intention. Soybeans stay pretty flat, estimated at 87.5 million. Wheat is significantly up at 49.9 million acres. Cotton is down about 18% at about 11.3 million acres. Of course, there are lots of wild cards on this one here. The big one, of course, is going to be planting considerations. It's now April, and we should be planting corn here in southern Illinois at this point. And certainly that if we get delayed by, say, 6 or 8 weeks, then farmers sometimes will switch to soybeans for a shorter growing season. Soil temperatures are key. Certainly, we're seeing some very warm days here and evenings, but then we get cold snaps that come through as well. And, of course, soil temperature is critical.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.